Now, we hear about animal species that are on the brink of extinction quite a bit. But have you ever heard of one coming back from the dead? A native mouse declared extinct 125 years ago has been found alive and well off an island of WA. And the discovery is all thanks to one specimen found here in the Hunter Valley. Dr. Emily Roycroft is a postdoctoral research fellow at the Australian National University who led the research team, and she's with me now. Emily, good afternoon and thanks for coming on.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for having me.
So tell us about this native mouse species that you've rediscovered.
Well, Gould mouse, we thought originally, was only distributed on part of mainland Australia in New South Wales and Victoria. But what we've discovered with our latest research is that actually the Gould mouse is the same as another species, the Shark Bay mouse, which previously we knew only to be on offshore islands off the coast of Western Australia.
So are they identical?
Well, they're not quite identical, but they're within the scope of what we consider to be within species level relatives. So they're different populations of the same species. And from this study, we can see that actually this was a species which was once widespread across most of mainland Australia and in the last 150 years has been totally wiped out on the mainland.
Geez, Darwin would have a field day with this. How could the populations be so separated? What's the explanation?
Well, we think it was probably relatively continuous throughout the intervening area, although we only have sparse records. So we only know where the animal was collected and specimens were taken from museums back in the 19th century. So that includes that specimen from the Hunter Valley that we used in the study, which was collected in 1837. But really, we think there was lots of habitat in between where we just didn't know the species occurred. But from sub-fossil records, we have a good idea that actually it was distributed all throughout the continent.
I was hoping for something a little more romantic, like a kid had a pet and took it to WA or something, or hid itself in a cattle dray or something. But anyway, your explanation will have to do us at the moment until we can think of something better. So what does this happen very often? Are you aware of other cases where we've simply lost track of a species rather than it becoming rare?
So, yeah, there are a number of other examples. Some recent ones include the night parrot, and there was a lizard from Victoria where it wasn't officially declared extinct, but it hadn't been seen for decades, and it was presumed extinct until a population was rediscovered. But in our case, it's a little bit different. We did know about this population in Western Australia on this island, but we thought it was something else. So it wasn't that we rediscovered the population, but that we discovered that population actually is the same species as something which we thought was lost. So it's a little bit different to the normal sort of rediscovery, although I shouldn't say normal because it's not often either way that we find out a species we thought was lost is actually still around.
We're not going to find the thylacine as a domestic dog somewhere or anything. We shouldn't hold out too much hope for other species then.
I don't think so. The thylacine is quite a large animal that I think would be difficult to have been hiding for so long, but you never know.
So is there the prospect of reintroducing the WA version of the mouse back onto the mainland?
Yeah, so part of the exciting result from this study is that it now opens up more of mainland Australia as potential sites for reintroduction. So now that we know that this species roamed all the way across to New South Wales, we could potentially reintroduce it to predator-proof protected areas that we now know were part of its former habitat.
So I imagine foxes, the usual suspects, dingoes, is that the issue?
Yeah, feral cats are the biggest one, especially for small mammals. So we wouldn't want to put this species back to an area where it could be eaten by cats, because that's probably one of the main reasons why it's only survived on an island, because there's no cats there. So we want to try to make sure we keep them in areas where they can be monitored and protected from predators.
Brilliant. Emily, just tell us a little bit more about the species from the Hunter Valley. What's its history?
So that was a specimen that was collected in 1837, and so it's actually held in the Natural History Museum of London. And it was a specimen that was bought by John Gould, who you may know was a relatively well-known early naturalist in Australia. And so the species was described from a prior specimen, but that now is the type specimen. So from the Hunter Valley, that's the type specimen, which means all other records have to be kind of referred to that specimen to verify that they're actually the same. So that's the one that we managed to get sequence data from, and that's how we've determined that this population all the way over in Western Australia actually is the same species as that specimen collected in Hunter Valley.